Was Jesus born on Christmas Day? Can we even know when he was born? And most importantly, does it really matter? December 25th is universally celebrated as Jesus Christ's birthday. Around the world, Christians celebrate the season and the day by giving gifts, being with family and friends. Even for those who aren't Christian, it's a season of joyous celebration. So when was Jesus born? Let's find out. And join us on Beyond Today as we explore the many issues surrounding the question, when was Jesus born?
Join our host, Darris McNeely, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
When was Jesus Christ of Nazareth born? Every year, we hear Christmas carols all about the baby Jesus in the manger and the winter wonderland associated with his birth. If we look at our calendar, chances are, right there on December 25th, it says Christmas Day. The birth of Jesus Christ is said to be the reason behind the season. But of course, every year people worry about the fact that Christ is not in the season. But was Christ actually born on Christmas Day, on December 25th? It's not as clear and simple as our calendars would suggest. If we look into it, we find that December 25th wasn't always considered Jesus' birth date. Joseph Sheeler of the U.S. News and World Report wrote in an article entitled, In Search of Christmas, lacking any scriptural pointers to Jesus' birthday, early Christian teachers suggested dates all over the calendar. Clement, who was an early church father, he picked November 18th. A man named Hippolytus, another early father, he figured Christ must have been born on a Wednesday. And then there's the anonymous document believed to have been written in North Africa around the year 243 AD, which placed Jesus' birth on March 28th. Although it is difficult to determine the first time anyone celebrated December 25th as Christmas Day, historians are in general agreement that it was sometime during the 4th century. Now, this is an amazingly late date. Think about it. What this means is that Christmas, which most consider Jesus' birthday, wasn't observed by the Roman Church until about 300 years after Christ's death. Christmas cannot be traced back to either the teachings or the practices of the earliest Christians. That sounds almost impossible, doesn't it? But it's true. So why did the Roman Church adopt Christmas Day as the time to celebrate Jesus' birth? The reason his birthday is celebrated now at that time is because religious leaders of the day wanted to give a pagan festival a name change and to make it easier for pagans to convert over to Christianity. Listen to this quote from the Encyclopedia Americana, which makes it very clear. In the 5th century, the Western Church ordered it, speaking of Christ's birth, to be observed forever on the day of the old Roman feast of the birth of Saul, who's the sun god, as no certain knowledge of the day of Christ's birth existed. The reason for this confusion is not surprising. The Bible doesn't actually tell us the exact date of Jesus Christ's birth. There is no specific date given. And what's more, there aren't any mentions of any celebrations being held honoring Christ's birth date by the early church. And by the early church, we mean the church that we read about in the book of Acts. These people followed Jesus Christ's example and teaching to the letter. And none of that included the celebrating the day of his birth. There is no command to celebrate Christ's birthday found in all of Scripture, certainly not in Christ's teachings, nor in the letters of the apostles who founded the church. As Christians, you and I should desire to follow Christ's example and his teaching and that of his church. And nowhere do we find in Scripture that Jesus instructed us to celebrate his birthday. It's just not there. And the apostles to whom the faith delivered was given and who translated that and transferred it to the to the church, they followed Christ's example in everything they did. Again, there is no record of the early church celebrating Christmas, or for that matter, the birth of Jesus Christ in any way, shape, or form. Even so, it is possible that we can generally know the time or the season of the birth of Christ, because there are distinct clues that give us an idea about the time of year that he was born. So what about December 25th? Is it possible the Roman Church accidentally adopted the correct date for Jesus' birth? Well, a careful Bible study shows that the middle of winter was absolutely not the time Christ was born. There are two big reasons why Christmas or December 25th can't be the time of Christ's birth. Let's look at the first one. We know from the gospel accounts that the shepherds were in the fields watching their flocks at the time of the birth of Jesus. Luke's account of the birth of Jesus, found in chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke, tells us a great deal of the details of many of the facts surrounding that birth. And here's what it says, that she brought forth her firstborn son, speaking of Christ's mother, Mary, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Listen to what Adam Clark's commentary mentions about the significance of what we've just read here from Luke's account. It says, shepherds were not in the fields during December. According to a book entitled The Celebrations, the Complete Book of American Holidays, Luke's account suggests that Jesus may have been born in summer or early fall. Since December is cold and rainy in Judea, it is likely the shepherds would have sought shelter for their flocks at night. Now, what do we have here? We have a recording, a historical fact about shepherds and the flocks in the cold, wet winter. They just weren't there in the fields. The conditions were not appropriate for that to be taking place. Now let's look at what another source says. The Interpreter's one-volume commentary says this passage argues, quote, against the birth of Christ occurring on December 25th, since the weather would not have permitted shepherds watching over their flocks in the fields at night. So the first reason we know that he wasn't born in December was that there were shepherds in the fields tending their flocks, something that wouldn't have been happening in the cold Judean winter. The second reason we know Jesus wasn't born in December is that his parents traveled to Bethlehem to register in a Roman census. Such censuses were not taken in winter, when the temperatures often dropped below freezing and the roads were in poor condition, thus inhibiting travel. Taking a census under such conditions would have been self-defeating, since it would have been too difficult for Judean residents to travel and to be counted. Travel back then wasn't as easy as it is today. We live in an age of heated vehicles and snow-plowed roads. We have to understand what it was like in the culture and in the setting of that time in the first century. Now, based on these two facts alone, we see that it's impossible that the biblical account of Jesus' birth happened in the winter, let alone on the specific date of December 25th. More than being a simple, incorrect guess, the December 25th date was really an attempt to synthesize pagan worship into Christian worship. So when was Jesus born? Well, we've proven that he wasn't born on Christmas Day or December 25th. Stay tuned. And next we'll examine the biblical evidence that we do have that can tell us when he was born and why that matters. But first, let me briefly tell you about our free Bible study aid that we're offering on this program, the one, Jesus Christ, The Real Story. You can order your own personal free copy of this booklet by calling 1-888-886-8632. Again, that's 1-888-886-8632. Or you can go online to beyondtoday.tv and download and begin reading immediately a copy of this booklet. This study aid can help you understand the truth behind the birth of Jesus Christ and his significance in your life today. So be sure to request your free copy by calling 1-888-886-8632. 1-888-886-8632 to request Jesus Christ, the Real Story, or go online to beyondtoday.tv. And if you live outside of North America, please write to us at the address shown on your screen throughout today's program. We've explained how the Bible shows us that Jesus wasn't born on Christmas, in December, or even in the winter of the year. So when was he born? We find the important clues about the real time of Jesus' birth and what the Bible tells us about his cousin, John the Baptist. Maybe you've read the Gospel of Luke and thought it was strange that the book and the story begins not with the story of the conception of Jesus, but with the story of the conception of John the Baptist. There's a very good reason for this. Luke was sure to tell us in very specific detail when John the Baptist was conceived and born. In Luke chapter 1, it tells us that John's mother, Elizabeth, was 6 months pregnant when Jesus was conceived. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were cousins. That means that from this verse, we know that John was 6 months older than Jesus. So we can discover the approximate time of year Jesus was born if we know when John was born. Now let's look at what the Bible tells us about the time of John's birth. John's father, Zacharias, was a priest serving in the temple in Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that he and his wife were both righteous people who put their hearts into serving God. Zacharias, we're told, was a priest who served in the division of Abijah. At this time, the temple priests in Jerusalem were divided into several different divisions, or what were called courses, or groups of priests that would take turns performing temple service during the year. It's like a yearly schedule for those serving at the temple. There were so many priests at that time that they had to be set up on a schedule to have their time to serve in the temple. Now, here's what's important. Historians calculate that the course of Abijah mentioned by Luke, during which Zechariah served, happened from June 13th to 19th in that year. The announcement, therefore, to Zechariah in the temple as to the conception of John the Baptist took place between June 13th and 19th, as our calendar has it today, in that year. During his temple service, the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and announced to him that he and his wife Elizabeth would have a child. After he completed his service and traveled home, Elizabeth conceived the cousin of Jesus, the child that would one day become John the Baptist. It seems that John's conception took place near the end of June, which was after the division of Abijah and Zechariah completed his temple service. Adding 9 months brings us to the end of March, the next year, as the most likely time for John's birth. Adding another 6 months, the difference between the ages of John and Jesus, brings us to the end of September as the likely time of Jesus' birth. Now, when we look back and we look at this time frame, we learn some interesting facts. Zechariah, remember, was serving during the course of Abijah, which was in the middle part of June of that year when he heard the announcement of his son's birth. He went home, his wife conceived John the Baptist toward the end of June that year. 9 months later, John the Baptist was born in the spring, probably during the month of March as we know it today. 6 months later, Jesus Christ was born. Therefore, Christ is 6 months younger than his cousin, was born most likely in the fall, sometime in the time frame of September or October of that year. So, if it's provable, using what we know from the Bible and some historical research, that Jesus was born in the autumn of the year instead of the middle of winter in December. Does that mean then we should keep Christmas or Christ's birth and celebrate it in September instead of December? No, it doesn't. For this reason, nowhere in the Bible is there any instruction or command to commemorate or in any way celebrate the day of Christ's birth. The fact that so many specific dates are given about other important and even less important events in the Bible, yet this exact date, the date of Christ's birth, remains vague, that is significant. God didn't intend for this specific date, the date of Christ's birth, to be celebrated. Now, God does give us other specific days to observe that honor Christ and the Father. We do not need to invent our own days and times to do this. For those who love God and His Son, it's only natural to desire to worship both of them. But it's far better to worship God and Jesus Christ on the days and the times God has set. As for the celebration of Christmas in December, remember what we read earlier about the Roman Church adopting pagan practices into the Christian faith to create Christmas. Jesus wouldn't want us to celebrate pagan days as a means of honoring His birth. Now, how can I make such a statement? How do we know what Jesus would or would not want us to do? God makes it very clear. He does not like pagan practices, and He pretty well lays it out for us in one passage of the Bible that we should take note about. It says this in the book of Deuteronomy. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which He hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to nor take away from it. We should be happy Jesus Christ was born on the earth. It's a joyous event that brought us many things. Through Christ's birth, we see how to have a relationship with God the Father. We see His example of a perfect life, a perfect sacrifice. We see Christ's death and His resurrection back to spirit life as a means and a way for mankind to have a chance to share the glory and live forever in the family of God. Christ came to form a new relationship with man that through His blood extends into all nations, to all peoples. He came to become our high priest and to intercede before God's throne for us. Because of His birth, we have the wonderful hope of a future as a Son of God in His family. Through Him, we have hope to have an authentic relationship with God the Father based on truth and love. And if we truly love Him, we will love Him the way that He wants to be loved. And to love God, we should do what He asks. John was inspired to write this, "But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him." Any relationship involves mutual kindness and respect. If a friend gave you a gift that you didn't like, you'd probably forgive them. But if they gave it to you every year, even when you asked them not to, eventually you might start to wonder, are they doing this for me or for themselves? Is this person really a friend? By not obeying God, we're missing out on a closer relationship with Him. Now, during today's program, I've shown you why Jesus was not born on December 25th. We've offered biblical evidence as to when He was born, and we've explained how the Bible nowhere tells us to observe the day of His birth. So to help you gain more understanding on this subject, we're going to ask that you request this free Bible study aid, Jesus Christ, The Real Story. This is an important study aid that can provide you with many more details that we have not had time to cover in today's program. Please order your own personal printed copy of Jesus Christ, The Real Story. You can call us today at the number 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. And when you order this study aid, we're also going to send you a free subscription to the Good News magazine. Each bi-monthly issue of the Good News is filled with practical articles to help you better understand the Bible, strengthen your family, and show you what's ahead for our world and the awesome purpose God has for you ahead. So please, don't wait. Call us now, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or write to us at the address shown on your screen throughout the program. You can also read Jesus Christ, The Real Story, and the Good News online at beyondtoday.tv. I'm joined now by Steve Myers, one of my fellow Beyond Today hosts. Steve, we have taken on quite a subject today by exposing that Christ was not born on December 25th and saying to our audience that they should be not be doing that, but worshiping God in spirit and in truth. That's an emotional wallop. That's a hard thing.
It's a really hard thing, especially when we have all these connections to Christmas time.
Yeah, and you and I, both being individuals that have kept Christmas, we know exactly what the feelings are.
Absolutely. It's time families get together. It's time for warm feelings. It's time to put away our differences. We hear the songs about peace and goodwill to all men and those kinds of things. And it has such a connection with people that even those that aren't Christians, you know, keep Christmas and celebrate it because of those different things. And it can be very difficult to separate yourself from the truth of what God's Word is and those feelings, because it's so over-emotionalized in many ways. I know for my family, as my parents began to understand the truth and that God had something better in mind, it's pretty tough to give it up. And I think my dad came to it pretty quick, but my mom thought that, well, maybe she could kind of change it up a little bit and have it be a little bit more Christ-like. And
she was one of those that tried to put Christ into Christmas.
Definitely. She definitely did. She was a little apprehensive and thought she could do that. So we went on a mission, I guess you could say, to make it more Christ-like. We lit candles during Advent and read scriptures. She had us read scriptures as kids. I remember sitting all in a row and going through different passages, which, you know, it's not bad to read the Bible. But to make it something that it wasn't, to keep those traditions that people have rather than the truth of the Bible became a problem. So decorating our front door with crosses and nativity scenes, or taking us on a car excursion to see live nativity scenes to give it a little bit more of a feeling of reality. Yeah, she tried to do those things. And yet, even in all that, she began to see that that really did fall short of what God has in mind.
Well, my mother was the same way. She was into it in a sincere effort to honor God, to honor Jesus Christ and the Father. We had all the trappings of Christmas just like everyone else. When she came to see that her traditions, in essence, were false and that she'd been lied to, she had enough wisdom to kind of wean my sister and I off of the holiday. But there came a day when there was no more Christmas, and she had the ability to understand what the Bible teaches about God's festivals, God's holy days. There was really no hole that was created emotionally in our life. It was filled with the truth. But it, you know, because I can see both sides, I understand how difficult it is for a person to make that decision to put God and His Word first, as opposed to human tradition and ideas that just don't really cut it biblically or to put into a relationship with God truth.
Yeah, and to just have a day when we put away our differences, or we just try to get along while the family gets together for our Christmas dinner. Boy, it gets done and the kids open up all the presents, and then as soon as it's over with, it really leaves you with an emptiness. It kind of falls so far short of the idea that God has to keep that peace and that confidence in God all the time. You know, that's what God's way has in mind, that we can have a fulfilling life and not just have it for a few moments on one day of the year.
They read the scripture that the angel said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, which as a result of Christ's birth. and everyone wants peace, whether it's within the family or peace for all of the world. It's not there. Now, don't get us wrong. By what we have talked about today, we are not diminishing the birth of Jesus Christ into this world. We've already covered that. It's a matter of worshiping God in spirit and in truth and in the manner in which He says to do so. And it's when we get on track with God that we can fully appreciate the complete life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'd like to remind you to order your own personal copy of our free study aid, Jesus Christ, the Real Story. This Bible study aid can help you understand more about this important biblical subject. We encourage you to order your own personal copy of this valuable free publication and to get your own free subscription to our magazine, The Good News. Request both today's study aid and The Good News by calling 1-888-886-8632. Again, that's 1-888-886-8632. Or you can go online to beyondtoday.tv right now and begin reading. Additionally, while visiting our beyondtoday.tv site, we invite you to watch BT Daily. These are short daily videos on important Bible topics and breaking news. Join us throughout the week on the web for BT Daily and get additional analysis on prophecy, God's great plan for your future, and so much more. You can watch Beyond Today and BT Daily anytime on YouTube or on our own dedicated Roku channel. Besides this, the United Church of God has hundreds of Sabbath-keeping congregations meeting each Saturday across the United States and around the world. Go to beyondtoday.tv. Click on the Contact tab to find a congregation nearest you. Then, call one of our knowledgeable and caring pastors to share your story with them. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Christ was not born on December 25th in the dead of winter, and celebrating it as such doesn't change this fact. And God never gave us instruction to observe Christ's birth in any fashion. Instead of holding to a wrong day and a wrong idea, isn't it time that you focus on why He was born? The idea of God coming to dwell among us in the flesh holds more profound meaning to us than the vain celebrations of His birth. Isn't it time that you begin to focus on why Jesus was born rather than when He was born? It will make a big difference. That's our program today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell your family and friends about Beyond Today. Tune in again next week and join us in praying, Thy Kingdom Come. For Beyond Today, I'm Darris McNeely. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.